Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you will not hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of the show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he commanded in Ephesians 5:11. God states in his word that he would rise up ministries in the last days to do mighty exploits that would turn many to righteousness. Now here with vital insights from God's word is pastor and author Joe Schimmel.
Praise the Lord, folks. Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, where we share with you vital information that you will not hear on CNN or Fox News or any of the secular outlets. We get into spiritual truth. There's no greater question or more important question than where you'll spend eternity. And these are the things that we need to focus on most, we believe, our spiritual lives. And here at the Good Fight Radio Show, we learn how to share and defend our faith. We learn to discern the signs of the times, the end of the age. We learn to confront the culture of darkness and death with the light and love of Jesus Christ. And I want to talk to you about an epidemic that's taking place that's causing many of our children to just drop like flies. And it's the heroin epidemic. Just recently, the late actor Philip Seymour Hoffman died at the young age of 46 on Super Bowl Sunday in his Manhattan apartment with a syringe, heroin syringe, sticking out of his arm. The New York Times obituary calls him, quote, perhaps the greatest actor of his generation. Now, he's an example of what's endemic around the world right now, especially here in this country, United States, with the heroin epidemic. Drugs are entering into every country. But it's interesting because this really brought to the fore in the public's consciousness the seriousness of this drug, even though it's happening in neighborhood after neighborhood around especially the United States of America. In fact, law enforcement officials, they disclosed that they discovered 72 heroin bags with 49 bags full of heroin still in Hoffman's Manhattan apartment. Now, it's interesting because his private diaries, that is Hoffman's private diaries, they took note of the fact that he believed that he was being tormented, he's being threatened his life by demons. And, the heroin couldn't quell the hardcore drugs, the heroin couldn't quell those voices. Narcotics Anonymous meetings didn't quell those voices. The heartbreaking stories of Philip Hoffman, as I said, they're all over the place. They're multiplying day by day. And in fact, the recidivism rate of heroin, even methamphetamines, is huge. Hoffman put himself in a rehab, half a lifetime earlier at the age of 22. Years later, obviously, he returned to the drug. And what's the problem? Why aren't people getting deliverance? What's the problem? Well, one reason is ultimately deliverance from all bondage comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, it states this, that Jesus Christ was, quote, manifested to destroy the works of the devil, end quote. Jesus Christ is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's the one who can deliver us and give us the spiritual power to overcome all kinds of addictions, whether it has to do with drugs, whether it has to do with violence, whether it has to do with darkness, spiritual darkness, whether it has to do with sexual addiction, whatever. Jesus Christ is the great Savior. He's the great physician. He's the deliverer. In fact, sometime back here in Simi Valley, where I pastor a church called Blessed Hope Chapel, many of the pastors were brought together by Simi Valley Police Department, and the chief of police spoke with a broken heart and even tears in his eyes at one point, saying that, it's hard. We need your help because law enforcement, as much as we can do, it's like a revolving door. We bust people that are involved in heroin and that are ripping off houses and cars and things of that nature, but they come in and into prison, jail, they go out, and they often repeat the same crimes. And we know that you guys have to do with the change of the heart. We know that you pastors deal with the heart and can bring the cure. And I was really happy to hear the chief of police here in the town where I pastor a church stating that he knew, and he himself personally declares that Jesus Christ is the answer ultimately in his life for salvation and for sin and what have you. And he challenged a lot of the pastors to do something about rampant drug use. And what's really sad, folks, is as pastors, ministers of the gospel, as Christians, and all Christians are ambassadors for Jesus Christ and ministers of the gospel, we have the answer. And sadly, many pastors do not deal, in fact, most pastors don't even deal with drug addiction and drug abuse in their pulpits. And I think a lot of times it's because they don't realize, you know, that the problem is right in front of them often with people sometimes that are even frequenting their services. And I think, you know, and maybe it's because I came out of drug use before I became a Christian. You know, I dropped acid, I smoked a lot of pot, I got drunk, did all those things. Became a Christian when I was 18 years old, was radically delivered by the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom I give all praise. But I realized when I came out of that, my friends, family members, people I knew throughout the neighborhood, pretty much all of us were involved in one drug or another. And that's some years ago, folks. And now I'm thinking, wow, it's even worse today. And back in those days, you know, heroin, many of us realize that's something you stay away from. That's deadly. But now, young kids, when I was that same age, when we weren't doing heroin, heroin is a drug of choice for many young people today. And as I said, they're dropping quick. So I wrote a track called The Horrors of Heroin to help with this problem. Like I said, Good Fight Ministries, we've dealt with confronting the culture of death and drugs for years. But I wanted to have an actual track, and it was really awesome because a lot of the pastors here in Simi Valley churches, we joined together, got together, and passed out these tracks in a lot of the homes here in Simi Valley in concert with Revivus, a ministry associated with Blessed Hope, with contemporary Christian music. We brought a lot of the community together. We dealt with the drug issues, saw people saved and sealed and delivered. And praise God, we have the answer. Hundreds of millions of folks have been saved through the Lord Jesus Christ and his power. And millions upon millions upon millions of drug addicts and heroin addicts and, you know, alcoholics have been delivered through the power and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the antidote to the problem, and his name is Jesus. And we need to introduce people to Jesus. Now, it's interesting because this epidemic has only surged of late to its mass level, but it's been fostering and festering for years. The hippie revolution, the 60s, you know, if it feels good, do it, you know, do what thou wilt, do your own thing. All that's become, you know, the motto for many people today, and just living for themselves. And tragically, we're seeing that when you break God's moral guidelines, you basically destroy yourself. And many people are finding themselves addicted to heroin because they start with gateway drugs. And I deal with this in our track, The Horrors of Heroin, which you can get, by the way, go to goodfight.org and you can get tracks. It's actually a pretty in-depth pamphlet, very well done, very powerful, eye-popping cover with incredible information. Much of the information I'm going to be sharing with you is in this track. In fact, we just had a treatment center. Tony shared with me just a few moments ago, a treatment center just ordered a bunch of them from our website. And you can get it, The Horrors of Heroin. It's very, very revealing, and it handles it from a spiritual standpoint into delving into, hey, what does the Bible say about the kingdom of darkness and drugs, and how does Jesus deliver? Because people aren't seeing the full picture. So there's gateway drugs, whether it's marijuana, even alcohol could be a gateway drug. Oxycontin is a huge gateway drug for heroin use. And that's because, you know, the opiates used in heroin with Oxycontin, a lot of kids, when they're young, they'll steal Oxycontin from their parents or their grandparents. And it actually is time released to deal with the pain. But when kids smoke Oxycontin or what have you, it destroys that time release effect. And they get just this incredibly intense euphoric feeling right away. And it becomes incredibly deceptive. Because what happens is young kids on Oxycontin, it's incredibly expensive. They run out of it. They can't get it because it's, you know, prescription-based and what have you. So they still want it. And guess what? They could get the same effect, even more intense, on heroin for a fraction of the cost. So as I said, Oxycontin becomes an incredible gateway drug to mass heroin use. And many kids, you know, heroin's the Pied Piper. It promises with the first initial experiences a sense of euphoria, only to ultimately leave, you know, young people and older people, a lot of older addicts as well, absolutely depressed. It poisons their minds, their bodies, their souls, relationships. They end up stealing from family, often, and friends. Many people who use the drug heroin falsely believe that they're going to be one of the lucky ones. I'm going to escape. You know, I'm not going to die. I'm not going to ruin my brain. I'm not going to mess up my life. But drugs are merciless and impartial in regard to whose lives they destroy. And I want you to consider some of just the alarming facts about famous rock stars who overdosed on heroin and other drugs. And I'll just give you a fraction of them. One of the most popular female artists ever, Janis Joplin, was found dead in her hotel room in Los Angeles due to a heroin overdose at the age of 27. Just a little bit later, Jim Morrison, the biggest American band in the 1960s, found dead, allegedly, many believe, from heroin. Subsequently, Morrison's girlfriend, who he married in a witchcraft wedding, Pamela Corson, would suffer mental illness and also die later of heroin overdose. Bradley Nowell, from the band Sublime, also died from heroin overdose. Amy Winehouse, she overdosed on heroin in 2007. She recovered only to die of alcohol intoxication in 2011. Hey, folks, if you're getting drunk on alcohol and you think, oh, at least I'm not doing heroin, hey, you know what? The Bible says drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God either. So you got to look at your eternal state too. Are you right with Jesus? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, read it. If you're a Christian, verses 9 and 10 says, be not deceived. And it speaks of those, it gives a vice list of those who will not inherit God's kingdom. And drunkards are on that list. So if you're getting drunk, you need to fall before God and say, God, have mercy on me. Help me to put you first and not put alcohol there as an idol that I put before you. And find your satisfaction, find your joy, find your peace of mind in the Lord Jesus Christ, because heroin, alcohol, these other illicit drugs will not bring you true happiness. So over and over again, you see these different stars. Red Hot Chili Peppers, they had just played at the Super Bowl. Novak, their first guitarist, he died of a heroin overdose as well. Now, many folks, they die, they commit suicide, and they may not even go down as, you know, as a heroin death, because they commit suicide because of the depression that's brought on by suicide. Kurt Cobain was a heroin addict, and it led him into deep, dark depression, and he was one of the biggest artists of the 1990s. And this culminated in him blowing his brains out with a shotgun blast to the head. One 23-year-old heroin addict, she wrote about how she'd wished that her drug dealer had taken a, quote, gun and blown my brains out, end quote, rather than turn her on to the horrors of heroin. In fact, just before she committed suicide through inhaling exhaust from her car, she wrote the following twisted version of the 23rd Psalm. And let me quote what she wrote just before she committed suicide as a result of heroin use. She said, quote, King Heroin is my shepherd, I shall always want. He maketh me to lie down in the gutters. Very sad, folks. He leadeth me beside the troubled waters. He destroys my soul. He leadeth me into the paths of wickedness. Yea, I shall walk through the valley of poverty and will fear no evil, for thou, heroin, art with me. Thy needle and thy capsule comfort me. Thou strippest the tables of groceries in the presence of my family. Thou robbest my head of reason. My cup of sorrow runneth over. Surely heroin addiction shall stalk me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the damned forever. End quote. Folks, I know this is a different kind of radio program, but we want to deal with real issues, and I praise God for radio programs that deal with reality. We deal with the culture of death and darkness around us. We just face the reality of all around us that we are in a real zombie land, where we literally have what the Bible calls the walking dead, who are biting and devouring one another. And the answer is Jesus Christ. And we bring this show to you, the Good Fight Radio Show, because we felt, hey, we need to deal with reality. We need to just, you know, not hold back. And we need to really, you know, love the people and say, hey, this is the truth. And to speak the truth in love and say, hey, the answer is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, this poor lady didn't experience such horrors with heroin inebriation when she first started taking it. She probably experienced great ecstasy, but she realized it was such an enslaving, damning drug. And sadly, she should have turned to Jesus. She should have found the answer in Jesus. It breaks her hearts, but she didn't. Well, folks, thank God we only have a short break in this program, so we'll be back within 30 seconds to talk about the heroin epidemic, the horrors of heroin, what it's doing to our children, and how to battle it.
You're listening to the Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how they relate to family, culture, and the church. If you'd like to learn more about our life-changing resources, such as They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll and The Submerging Church, check out our website at goodfightradio.org.
Welcome back, folks, to the Good Fight Radio program. We've been talking about the horrors of heroin. I started the program by talking about who the New York Times said is perhaps the greatest actor of his generation, the late actor Philip Seymour Hoffman. But we're talking about how here in Simi Valley, where I pastor a church called Blessed Hope Chapel, that this city got national notoriety for the wrong reasons, unfortunately, because of its heroin epidemic. And it's not one of those towns where you think there was a huge drug problem, but there is. In fact, even Dr. Phil ended up doing a show on the heroin epidemic in Simi Valley. And I've been pastoring here for years. We have a fellowship filled with people that just love Jesus. In fact, it's one of those fellowships we hear all the time. It's hard to leave it without getting a bunch of hugs because people are just so in love with the Lord. And you know, we're growing in grace, imperfect, but we have a perfect Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've been dealing with the drug epidemic for years. In fact, if I ask people to raise their hands, how many of you got delivered from drugs or alcohol abuse? It'd probably be over half the fellowship easy. And these are, you know, born again, you know, blood bought, sealed, and delivered believers that just love the Lord. And so we've seen the power of Christ. I've seen the power of Jesus in my own life. The power of Jesus is for real, man. He created the entire universe. He rose from the dead and conquered the grave, and he knocks on our hearts and he's ready to deliver us. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be saved. That's the power of Jesus Christ, who is more powerful than anybody in the universe and definitely more powerful than any drug. Sadly, the horrific maladies that are associated with heroin include, you know, abscesses, chronic vomiting, sexual dysfunction, infertility, constipation, tetanus, pneumonia, tuberculosis. If you're doing heroin, this is what you're asking for, these kinds of things: hallucinations, spiritual or demonic attacks, possession possibly, soft tissue infections, liver and kidney disease, lowered immune system, seizures, hepatitis or HIV as a result of injecting, twitching, involuntary, gurgling, blue tips of fingers and toes, suicide, and death by suicide or by respiratory dysfunction. So heroin is an incredibly addictive drug, folks, because it messes with the natural flow of dopamine. God's created us. The Bible says we're wonderfully and fearfully made. He's created us where there's a dopamine gland that allows dopamine to flow into our brains at a God-given rate. That can be messed up. There can be moods that are regulated. There can be all kinds of things that happen if we have bad attitudes, if we're, you know, our countenance can be fallen because of sin in our lives. But when one tries to regulate their moods through heroin, they basically open up this dopamine gland to where mass dopamine floods our system. It creates a temporal euphoric sensation, which seems promising at first, but is actually a diabolical bait that Satan uses to get someone hooked on heroin, because you aren't meant to have an incredible flood and rush of dopamine throughout your system on a constant basis. In fact, guess what? After the heroin has, you know, worn down, then, you know, then there's a dropout, there's the fallout, there's the dopamine flows less and less, to the point where someone who uses heroin over and over again, eventually they get very little to almost zero flow of dopamine, and they're incredibly depressed. And the only way to try to get that feeling back is to do more heroin, and it's called chasing the dragon when we're talking about the use of drugs. And with methamphetamine, it might be serotonin. With heroin, it's dopamine. It's chasing that dragon, and they're unable to handle eventually because the body builds up immunities to heroin, so they have to take more and more. And what happens, they eventually can't handle the same dosages, especially if they've been off for a little while. They go back to their old dosages to get the same effect, and it's too much, and they suffer respiratory arrest and death. If they don't suffer death, I just mentioned many of the other things, sadnesses, sicknesses, debilitating diseases and things associated with heroin use. Folks, our brains are made by God. They weren't meant to be flooded with heroin. They're the most complex organized information processing systems known to on all of creation, folks. Your brain contains billions upon billions of neurons and up to 500 trillion synapses. Folks, that's more synapses in your brain than there are stars in the known universe. If you had 1,000 lifetimes, you could not count the stars in the universe. Your brain is so incredible that it allows you to have consciousness of reality. It allows you to solve problems, create or appreciate good music. It allows all kinds of wonderful things where you're able to have discernment, judgment, enjoy and navigate relationships, control your body, enjoy your five senses, speak and comprehend language and experience a myriad of emotions. Your brain allows you to experience countless wonders and appreciate God's creation, whether it's, you know, forests or beaches or waterfalls or rainbows or sunsets. Human brain is irrefutable evidence that there's a creator. In fact, Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, acknowledged that DNA is like software program, only much more complex than anything we've ever devised. Your top software company, Microsoft, cannot even duplicate DNA, and in your DNA, it maps out what your brain is going to be like. And so you don't want to put a toxin, a poison, that's what heroin is, into your brain and ruin what God has given you. In fact, what happens is Satan deceives us by trying to get us to not enjoy what God's made, to not enjoy him. In fact, God says to Cain, when Cain was contemplating killing his brother, Cain, why is your countenance fallen? If you do what's right, will you not be accepted? A lot of times our countenance is fallen, folks, because we're considering sin. We're living in darkness. We're not seeking Jesus. We're seeking ourselves. We're supposed to deny ourselves and put our eyes on Jesus. And sadly, the result of this is our countenances are down. Then we want to be happy, so we seek out Satan's illusions. We seek out happiness through drugs like heroin or alcohol abuse, and we end up destroying ourselves. Well, the Bible warns us. The Bible warns us to not to pollute ourselves. In fact, God tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, do you not know that your bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17 says, don't you know that you yourselves are the temple and God's Spirit dwells within your midst? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple. Folks, I really want to encourage you to realize that you were created in the image of God, that God knows how to satisfy you, that God knows how to bless you, but you have to put your eyes on him. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. He'll meet all your needs according to his riches and glory, the Bible says. So you know what? Really, think about it. Do you have an addiction? Are you putting something before Jesus? Are you a feeling-based person where it's about satisfying certain feelings and you don't put what's right and the Lord first in your life? I want to encourage you right now, repent and get right with God. Tell the Lord God you're sorry for your sin. Have godly sorrow. Say, God, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. I've been looking in all the wrong places. I need to acknowledge that you are God. I am not, that I'm a sinner, that I need to be saved from your wrath and embrace Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And that when you put Christ first and you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, as God said to Cain, your countenance will be lifted up. You don't want to be seeking Jesus because you want your countenance to be lifted up, though. You want to first and foremost seek Jesus because it's the right thing to do, because he's God. He's the one that deserves all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. But praise God for the wonderful outcome there, because Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I've come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Seek Jesus and enjoy the abundant life that he gives you. Just renounce the works of Satan. Say no more to heroin, no more to cocaine, no more to methamphetamines, no more to marijuana, pot. God doesn't want you smoking that stuff into your lungs and ruining your lungs and ruining your brain and open yourself up to demonic hosts. Renounce all these evil works of darkness, with alcohol abuse, etc., and get right with Jesus right now and seek him and get involved in a Bible-based church where they're into the Word of God, where they stand for the truth and test what's being taught by the Word of God. God bless you guys. I want to thank you again for joining us with the Good Fight Radio Show. I want to encourage you to press on in the faith, press on to know Jesus and to make him known. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you as you seek his face. God bless.
You've been listening to pastor and author Joe Schimmel on the Good Fight Radio Show. To learn more about Good Fight Ministries, please visit goodfightradio.org, where we feature many eye-popping and life-changing resources on DVD and CD, as well as an archive of previously aired shows. You can visit our podcast page at goodfightradio.org to find many of Pastor Joe's full Sunday morning teachings. If you've been blessed by this show and would like to share this blessing with others, you can help support our ministry by visiting our donate page also at goodfightradio.org. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062. Or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on the Good Fight Radio Show. Just one.